This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. On building trades unions are playing the role of the roaring mouse. Hey, give them a break. The Democrats can't stand to have the Republicans getting all the attention for their splits, factions, and divisions. So it was only a matter of time before they got in the act. Perhaps not surprisingly, it's a family fight. It starts with an argument about money and the company other parts of the family are keeping, and then ends up with demands about getting a job and working for a living. The differences of the family is the fractious house of labor, which is pretty much always a house divided among itself. The bad company are billionaires and environmentalists, and the jobs are a spout of a work now on such controversial projects as the Keystone Pipeline, coupled with a devil-may-care view of any future consequences. All this was so predictable. Once there was a big announcement that the two big teachers unions, the American Federation of Teachers and the National Education Association, had joined with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, the three big, almost exclusively public worker unions, along with billionaire, environmental funder, West Coast political aspirant, and former hedge fund operator Tom Steyer, to create a get-out-the-vote bankroll for certain battleground states in November, you could just smell trouble. Service employees that reportedly considered joining and then opted out, which was another sign of dark clouds building, since they had frequently been in alliance with Steyer on other projects and a comfortable part of the Democracy Alliance, a prominent political player among rich liberals. The ante to get in the game was $1 million for each player, and Steyer was going to throw in $5 million to match whatever the rest came up with. Now, what do we have? The building trades. Stopping for a second. What did any of the labor unions have to gain, though? Big union political players would have ponied up anyway, along with the AFL-CIO unions, big and small, to try and put 60 to 100 million in the election one way or another. SEIU certainly will spend a pile regardless. In recent years, Steyer has leveraged his money more and more around climate issues, so his interest in pledging to move more money with his own is clear, and his interest in publicity for a possible race in California is a matter of wide speculation. I suspect that's part of why SEIU bowed out, but that's just a guess. Now we have a mess. The building trades unions not only have their own federation within the larger AFL-CIO federation through the Building Trades Council that works as a world unto itself, but really should be a federation of their own since most of the unions operate in a day-to-night different fashion compared to the industrial, service, and public unions. Nonetheless, the trades couldn't seem to stop themselves from bringing their sense of permanent grievance to the table. They are only truly happy when they're the small tail wagging the dog. So they joined behind the largest of their number, the laborers, to pen a couple of protest letters to Richard Trumka, the head of the AFL-CIO, complaining about billionaires, hedge funders, job killers, and the enviros. Not that Trumka seems to have had much to do with this, from what anyone can tell. The point was to get out and pout to the press at the public unions and the company they keep. What they seem to have achieved was simply a widespread public notice of the accelerating weakness of labor, even in the political arena, which, until recently, had been one of the last bright spots for unions. So, sure, none of this GOTV PAC money deal makes any real sense, but that still doesn't justify the trades' tactics. With little ability to relieve themselves outside of the tent, they seem more than happy making a mess inside of it. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.